Jonathan, you did a great job at teaching us Swahili today. And I'm going to continue with a little more of that. There's somebody who works with this idea of the Buntu called Lali Daskal. I don't know who Lali Daskal is, but I like what she says. She says, let others know you see them. Let others know they exist. Give in to this profound power of I see you. And there are tribes in northern Natal in South Africa. They greet one another with Sawubona, which means I see you. It's not, hey, how you doing? It's I see you. Sawubona. I see your personality. I see your humanity. I see your dignity and your respect. And then the response is Sikona, which means, I'm here. The idea is, I'm not here until you see me. Wow, what an interesting concept. It says, I feel I've been seen and understood, and that my personal dignity has been recognized. Would you like us to have more of that in the world today? Yes. Please. Yes. Until you see me, I do not exist. When you see me, you bring me into existence. Have you ever felt invisible? Like in the with some purchases at Macy's? And the clerk sees everybody but you? Have you ever had that experience? You know, it's a good thing for us to experience that every now and then. Because we realize that there are people in the world who are feeling invisible. That's not a good thing. That's not a divine intention. That's not the way we're meant to live. Among the native people in Africa, they say, Umuntu, Ngumuntu, Nagabantu, which from the Zulu literally means, a person is a person because of the interconnectedness of the people around them. In a word, it is the spirit of Ubuntu. And looking at this, I'm finding you may be familiar with this word and this philosophy, Ubuntu, because it seems to be everywhere. It's a complementary living that luminously embraces a community in healing radiance from the heart and interdependent human spirits of sharing. It reveals respect, recognition, and revelation of giftedness to the human spirit. Nelson Mandela embodied the spirit of Ubuntu. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, he said, Ubuntu is not, I think, therefore I am. It says rather, I am a human being because I belong. I participate. I share. In essence, I am because you are. You know, it was not only apartheid that disgracefully denied this basic need to belong. There was this damned thing, I can say it from the pulpit, and I did, called segregation. In the mid-20th century, Martin Luther King brought a great awakening and brought our awareness with his life that he ultimately gave. Reverend Mike and I saw a magnificent play the other night at People's Light called Lights Out. And it was with Dule Hill, and you may know this marvelous actor. He was in West Wing, he was in Psych, a very silly detective show. What a talent. I didn't know he was that talented, including singing, dancing. And it was a story about Nat King Cole and Sammy Davis Jr., and it was a radio show. The whole thing is a radio show, and the people in the audience, we were people in the audience of the radio show. And I realized, you know, what an age of innocence. I mean, that was my time in the 50s, and I can remember seeing, I mean, who didn't love Nat King Cole and have that wonderful experience of that sweetness and that gentleness and that absolute love you felt when he opened his mouth, and all the TV shows and the Christmas specials. Sweet. But I had no clue, no clue as a kid what was really going on at the time. What behind the scenes, the tremendous, tragic treatment, the nightmares that these fabulous people were going through. There wasn't a lot of Ubuntu going on. I will see you. And an interesting phrase from the play was, Madison Avenue is afraid of the dark. Thank God we are awakening. Thank God we are seeing one another. Now, it is not confined to race, religion, gender identification, social strata. You see it on the playground where kids aren't seeing each other, not seeing each other for who they really are. We are already in a position to make a difference, and we're doing so by opening our eyes and opening our hearts and seeing and identifying with our common spirituality and humanity. We're both. This play, I mean, I'm still processing it. Powerfully stunning and insightful. Beautifully crafted and performed. But this place of innocence. And I remember my son went to the same high school that I did. A few years later. I mean, he was a smart baby, but not that smart. And he came home after school one day, and he'd been studying about my era. And he says, "Oh, Mom, that was the age of innocence." All right. He was right. You don't know what you don't know until you finally know it. So, you know, I think I've shared with you that our centers in South Africa, Centers of Spiritual Living in South Africa, when I was first a minister in the 70s in Northern California, they were fully integrated during apartheid. I don't know if that was true of other centers, other churches, but it was true, and it was real, and it was the way it was supposed to be. I had a visit one time from one of the gentlemen who had one of those. We had like five centers there at that time. And he came to Alamo, California, that is, and shared with me about the experiences. The churches were quite far apart, but they got together whenever they could. And what they shared was this common vision of one humanity, one divine possibility for us living together on earth in peace and in plenty and in possibility. The 2008 NBA champions, the Boston Celtics, you've heard of them? Did you know that they chanted Ubuntu when they were breaking a huddle? They began that in 2007. I also found out, and this will be interesting more to some people than others perhaps, Madonna. I'm not talking about the mother of Jesus. She did a documentary called I Am Because We Are. Are you aware of that? It was based on the Ubuntu concept, and it brought to light the plight of the orphans in Malawi. And do you know that our teens, our Centers for Spiritual Living teens, have created schools in Malawi with their teen advisors, of course. I actually have a dear friend who's a minister in Calgary, Reverend Nadine. She has a standard poodle named Malawi. What we can do quietly and yet powerfully in this world is to look to see who we are. We have to find out who we are first, right? If I'm not thinking real highly of myself, how am I going to be respectful of you? We first need to recognize that each of us is a divine idea in the mind of God, fully expressed in our beautiful individuality here and now. Then we can see it in everybody else. So sometimes, you know, we do need a self-esteem bath. How do we feel better about ourselves? Not necessarily by getting a new hairdo, although it can be fun. But rather than a face lift, how about a faith lift? And then go ahead and do that too, but let's get our faith lifted up first. Let's remember who we are. I see you.
I am here.
I see
you. No, I am here.
I am here. I
see you, you say. I am here. I see you.
I am here.
Doesn't that feel wonderful? I see the divinity of you. It's easy to see the divinity of you. It's easy to see the beloved within each of these beloveds, isn't it? Try it at home. Try it in your office. Try it at Macy's. When we know who we are, we rejoice in seeing who each other is. I hear you, I see you, I am one with you. No more division. No more us and them. This month is about spiritual living through love as safety. We are not going to live in a world of security until we love enough. That's not namby-pamby Pollyanna of try it, fly in the sky. Whatever. It's the truth. I need to love you more in order to feel safe with you. I don't have any problem feeling safe with you. Nobody here has ever put a wad of gum in my hair. Yet. Love is still always the answer. And it's a real thing. It happens to be one of the divine, eternal qualities of God. What are you made out of? It used to be snakes and snails and puppy dogs' tails and sugar and spice and all of that ridiculous stuff. You're made out of God. And don't you forget it. There's one life of which everything is made. How could we be anything else? We don't always act like it, though, huh? We sometimes forget our divinity. We sometimes forget our spiritual heritage. That's why we're here, to remind each other of it. That's why we're here, to make a difference in our lives first, in the lives of our loved ones, in the lives of the beloveds here, in this wonderful community, in our greater community, and ultimately into the world. So Ubuntu, I see you, I am here, is about true community. It's about seeing each other clearly. And we have to erase all of that stuff from our eyes. You know, sometimes people look in a mirror and they're trying to scrub the stuff off the mirror, and then they realize, ooh, I got some toast crumbs on my face. It's the toast crumbs on our face that we sometimes perceive as being a problem with someone else out there. And sometimes it's worse than toast crumbs. But it's not real. It's temporary, all those things. We get to remove them and come back to the truth. We honor one another. We work together with love and with mutual respect. And we can only get better when we truly see each other. We're lifting each other now. We're lifting the people who are experiencing devastating results of hurricanes, as in Puerto Rico. We're lifting the people in Northern California, where I was for 28 years with my beloveds up there, Reverend Dr. Edward Vione in Santa Rosa. There were rumors that he had had to evacuate his center. No, he didn't, but they're close, these fires. And he has created a sanctuary for people who have lost everything. We see who these people are. We see the eternal possibility beyond the temporary devastation. And we know that just as when Reverend Mike and I were driving up to Big Sky early in September, we saw the after effects of forest fires. And we saw not only the dead trees and burned, charred embers and so forth. They weren't smoking anymore. Those are the ones we walked on. By the way, Reverend Angela was in Asheville too, and she walked the fire too. But we saw beautiful new trees sprouting up, little baby trees. They weren't planted. They were planted by God. They were regenerating themselves. That's what we need to know as we're sending prayers and sending money for help, that there is a process of regeneration taking place. Because we see not only the beloved within each of these beings, but we see the divine possibilities that were there. Have you ever had an experience that was so devastating you thought you'd never get through it and then life got better? Yes. How many of us? Us, I say us. We need to remember this for our friends who are moving through these experiences that are so difficult right now. We can only learn and grow when we acknowledge each other. We can only make a difference if we know that our existence matters. There are times that people, even those with the shiniest consciousness, who normally feel great about themselves and about their lives and knowing that God is alive within them, begin to wonder, what am I here for? What good am I doing? Those are good questions to ask. Because when we do ask them gently and powerfully and with love, we'll get some real answers. Your existence matters. This planet would not be the same without you on it. It's true. Ubuntu, the spirit of understanding and acknowledging others. Let them know you see them. Let others know they exist. Give into this profound power of I see you. I'm going to do it in English because I think it'll be easier for us. I'm going to say, I see you. I'm going to ask you to say, I am here. I see you.
I am here.
Now, will you say the same to me?
I see you.
I am here. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Isn't that a whole lot better than, hey, here's a gun? I mean, that can be fun too, but this is better. When we acknowledge one another, we're saying, I see you. When we give a compliment, we're saying, we know and understand who you are and what you have done. I see you. I'm here. I love this concept. And I really do want you to take it home and use it. Will you? Yeah, and I think the kids are learning it as well. Will you say with me, my heart is open.
My heart is open.
To see, to hear, and to honor.
To see, to hear, and to honor.
The divinity of each person I meet.
The divinity of each person I meet.
And to embrace our unity. And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application.
Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community as together we create a world that works for